Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Showing Out with the Salt. Showing Out with the Salt is a podcast where we talk about our lives and our world around it. And I'm your host, Dave Vaughn. And on this week's podcast, we have a special guest back for her episode 2 debut. It's Caitlin.
Hello.
Tell people, what's up? How they doing? How's it going?
Hey, everyone.
Yes. She's like, hi.
That's all I got.
That's all she has. We are back for her episode 2 debut. And with that being said, this is part 2 of Relationship Goals with Caitlin and Dave Vaughn. But before we jump into that, Caitlin, what high are we coming off of?
We went to see Beyonce last night.
We're coming off our Beyonce high. Hi. It was good.
Yeah, we had great seats.
We had great seats.
So, we saw everything.
It pays to have good jobs. To have really good seats. Awesome performer. Awesome outfits. Awesome music. Production. Production? Production was on point. I was telling somebody earlier, like when I was texting them and talking to them about the show, I was like, her voice sustaining as long as it did. Girl has range. I'm sure she has like vocal coaches and stuff, but naturally, and I was telling y'all last night in the car, I was like, her voice on the songs from her like Renaissance album, like I was thinking like, you know, producers mess with some stuff to help with her voice, help her. That girl, she don't need no help.
She sounds the same.
It sounds the exact as some of the songs. So she did an amazing job. I just have some advice for Beyonce next time she comes, because I know she's going to come back. She said we're the best ones singing Love on Top for her. Mm-hmm. I love that. But I need you to start on time.
Yeah, we were waiting and waiting.
For an hour.
It was like 9:05, I think, when she started.
And it kept feeling like it was going to start because the music that was playing. But then so when it actually started, it was wild. She came late. She went through her whole show. It was 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. Great crowd. The crowd participation was good. Mm-hmm. Their outfits were amazing. Definitely. Some of y'all need to learn. You don't need to wear heels.
Yeah.
You see that one girl?
Her heels were broke, but she was still trying to walk. I guess she didn't want to walk barefoot or something, but
I wouldn't want to walk barefoot anywhere. My mama taught me.
Her ankles were in pain.
My mama said you can get SARS walking on sidewalks and stuff. That's nasty. But yeah, she was that girl was going down with Bay so hard that she broke her heels for it. And it looked painful the way she was walking. And then people going up that hill to get back
out. Yeah, it's really hard when you've got thousands of people exiting that.
Well,
area.
They only had one main exit. Yeah. It was good though. It was really good. As you all know, I saw Lizzo. And they're two different performers. I love them greatly. Beyonce had a bigger production, but it was like wonderful. Mm-hmm. So that's my concert tour. There are more to come.
Right.
We have a lot of concerts coming up. I'm like so excited. I just love music. Mm-hmm. But that was so good. It was post a thunderstorm and the rain held up.
I'm so glad it didn't rain.
It held up till we left. It was like God knew what we needed.
Yeah. I mean, we had ponchos just in case, but
yeah. It was amazing though. Everybody looked good. We looked good. Living our best life. So that was our Beyonce recap. If you want more, check out my Instagram or DM me. I'll give you some more content and we can trade stories if you go. If you go to Beyonce in your city, let me know how she was. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where she's heading next. So I'll have to look at her Instagram. But check her out. She's doing her United States tour, her North America tour right now. If you can get tickets, get them. They are pretty cheap. Well, they were here. You can get really cheap here. But I don't know about the other cities. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
She wasn't sold out, so they were saying there was more tickets from my understanding.
There was. I'm glad it wasn't sold out. I mean, would it have been any different how crowded it was?
I don't know.
And a note to you concert goers, especially when the concert's outside, be courteous to those at the concert. You nasties. smoking and stuff. Y'all, I don't like, do what you want, but do that somewhere else where, because I don't breathe smoke, and my lungs are precious. I could not breathe some of the time at the concert. But that's my two cents. All right. So, relationship goals with Caitlin Davon, part two. Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Yes.
I heard, some of the feedback I heard, one of the really funny feedbacks I heard, which this person's been binge listening.
Okay.
They've been binge listening to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And she said, it shouldn't be called Shalt of Salt. It should be called the tea.
That's funny.
And I love that. I love that feedback. But how was the aftermath of our first episode?
Lots of questions. People were like, are you dating again? Like, what's going on?
Okay, people, let's clear some things up. I know my sarcasm cannot be felt or seen or read through a audible media outlet.
Yeah.
But I was being totally sarcastic when I said me and Caitlin are getting married. In a perfect world, a lot of people would love that.
I think a lot of people would.
I'm pretty sure.
But I don't think we would, ultimately.
I mean, we would love it for the tax break, but in the good times. But would it be authentically what we wanted?
No.
No. Caitlin's lovely. She's a lovely young lady. And I'll be happy to marry her at any time. But not in this lifetime. We are good as best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're not getting married. It had some of our families confused because of other and people friends. And friends, because of people, like, sending, like, congratulations
they
to
were.
Your...
I was like, I guess they didn't listen to the whole podcast, or maybe, like, you know, when you're at work, you listen to a podcast, you're kind of halfway listening, and they didn't understand, but... I was like, I thought we were clear on that. I was doing
PR control. Like, no,
I know.
No.
Me too. I was like, Kayvon, look at who texted me this. Look at this.
I felt like I was in a PR, like, not nightmare, but like, I felt what celebrities get when you're getting blown up by like all this stuff.
Yeah.
I love the congratulations. We could have kept it going and then got gifts out of it.
No.
We mean no.
No.
Why not? She's looking at me like, you're not serious. Kind of.
You need a blender.
No, I got
something,
one.
Some kind of kitchen something. You need a new vacuum.
I'll take a trip. We'll donate a trip.
Oh, God.
So, we want to address that aftermath, but also, we thought it'd be a good... podcast episode to talk about relationships in general and just expand upon that. I don't really think this episode is going to be as long as the first one, so yay for you all who love short podcasts. But we just thought it'd be good because we are friends, best friends that have been friends and known each other for a long, 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 long time.
That's a bit dramatic.
It is very dramatic, but you know, but you know, I'm dramatic. Uh-huh, yeah. It is fine. I accept that. So one of the first questions I wanted to address on the podcast that I think would be great conversation starter is, how do we see relationships now versus then? And when I say relationships, I mainly mean friendships, but it could apply to a romantic relationship as well. So, Caitlin, how do you see relationships now versus then? And start with the then.
Okay.
And to now. Yeah.
So, even just like, let's say, 5 to 7 years ago, friendships would be someone who checked in with me every so often, like, oh, life is busy, so yeah, I understand, maybe you don't get to me as often, or I don't know, kind of more of a loose friendship. But now the friendships I have, and like Davon, I check in with him very often, like probably at least every 2 days. If I don't hear from him, I'm messaging him like, hey, how's your day going? Just to say something to him, like a simple text. But we're truly, I would say, sharing life together.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Friends that truly want to be there for you when you need to talk or, I don't know, life happens and you just need to talk about your stressful day, but, I would say that those would be the main things on how friendships have changed for me.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Me and Caitlin are such good friends that we share each other's locations. So she always knows where I'm at.
Do you have my location? I'll update it for you, but
I think
I'm
so.
I'm always at home and work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do have your location. Mm-hmm. I don't mean. Y'all not a stalker. I don't check in
on...
It
was the day I checked on you because I was like, I wonder if he's at work because I was going to get ice cream from the cream. Mm-hmm. So I looked on your location.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that she has it because we never know. You know, people try and snatch me up.
Yeah.
She'll know where I'm at. before I answer, I'll read this post that I saw on social media from a celebrity. They said, y'all put too much pressure on friends. We are all grown now. If a friend can't make it, they can't make it. If you ain't talked to your friend in 2 weeks, that's okay. If you got to sit out your birthday festivities because money is funny, that's okay. We're grown now. We got kids, husbands, boyfriends, wives, girlfriends, careers. It's just not enough time in the day to give your man, your kids, your customers, your clients, work, friends, siblings, etc., 100%, and still be mentally stable. We are at the age now where it is when we see each other, we see each other. When we do, be present and love each other during that time. So, I agree, and I disagree with this post. I saw it. It was ironic that I saw it because I was preparing for this podcast. I was like, that's interesting. It's an interesting take. I see where they're coming from. But for me, friendships, then versus now. Then I had a bunch of friends. I had a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. I knew a lot of people. I still know a lot of people. It's different between like knowing a lot of people and like having friends. But I knew a lot of people. I was friends with a lot of people. I use the term best friend so really loosely.
Yeah, it's a totally different meaning today.
Yes, to me for sure. And so when I transitioned to now, it was really hard and hurtful to have to like drop and lose some of the friends I lost. And believe me, I didn't lose them because of me. This Davon's never the problem.
Okay.
The way she's looking. No, but like to be funny, like not funny, but to be serious, it was. I mean, the main thing was it probably was time because you know things happen. Life's a journey. We all go through different things. It's sometimes you know people are in your life just for a season. You learn stuff from those people. You learn what you like, you don't like. Relationships then, I was a people pleaser. So I was never I wasn't authentically being myself. I was always like there. It's like, oh, I'm doing this because they want me to do it. And I want them to be my friend. I want to keep this friend. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go along with it. Whereas now, like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. And for me, the biggest thing is like quality over quantity in my friend circle and those who know a lot about my life or the intimate details of my life, that group is small. And mm-hmm. I appreciate being small. It's nothing against anybody. But I'm very particular about who I have in my space. And that's just to protect me and my peace.
Yeah.
Like I said before, and I hate that I even have to do this and put it in everything I write. But it did a lot. It put a lot of perspective in my life. Like, my mom's death taught me that. And just, like, learning about my life and knowing who my mom was, like, she's helped me evaluate relationships in my life because it's so important, I think, who you have in your life because either they're adding to your life or they're taking away from your life. And so I'm always evaluating my relationships.
Yeah.
And you getting added or you getting deleted. Mm-hmm. And I love you. I don't hate you. I love you. But sometimes it's time to go.
Yeah. One thing I had mentioned when we were preparing is just, I personally like to put a lot of energy and time into relationships. Yeah. So when I notice someone isn't giving me that same care and love back, I'm going to put some distance between myself and you, because it's not, like Davon said, it's not equally balanced. It's not. It's not a partnership with that person.
You get hurt.
So, yeah.
You get hurt because you're like,
you're going to get burnt out too.
It's one situation, I feel like, with that, what you just said is like, why do you not like me?
Yeah, but you can't, for me, I don't take it to that level, because that's going to get me, like, that's too much for me to worry about.
And that's why I don't want to get there,
like,
at all, because I'm like, okay, if this ain't going, like, I'm putting a lot into this, there's other people out who are investing time in you that can invest time in, and I'm not going to dwell on those who don't get that. And that, with that post I was reading earlier, there was a comment on there, it was really good. It said, pay attention to who always can't with you, but who they always can with.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. That is very interesting. Pay attention to who always can't with you, but who they always can with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And not that that's my mission, and nor do I go to sleep at night with, like, these people in my head on who can and who couldn't. But, I mean, and please don't get me wrong, that's not my main focus. But when something becomes a pattern, you're like,
you have to not ignore those things.
Yeah.
There comes a point where you just can't be naive to it.
Yeah. So. And then it's even more telling when someone else brings it to your attention.
Oh, yeah.
Because in, like, a recent situation, somebody brought something to my attention about these people.
Do you notice?
Do you notice this happens a lot when ABCD is involved in ABCD? And I was like, yeah, but. And I think I'm a person who always gives people the benefit. Like, I try to show that good grace, that mercy, that benefit of the doubt. And there's, and that's great.
Sure.
That's great to do that. But there's also, like, some negatives to that. You have to be very, I think you have to be very, you know, alert. And
yeah.
And at the time, I wasn't really paying attention because I had so much going on. But they noticed it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and for that person to bring it to my attention, I was like, oh, I really got to look at this because if they're saying something, I might need to evaluate this.
And it came from someone who, like, has your best interest in mind, and just, like, a different perspective to say, like, have you noticed this?
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's good.
But I think, too, like, these things are something you want to realize sooner rather than later, because you don't want to be years down the road and then realize, like, I kind of, like, wasted my time with this person. And that's how I view it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's like a maturing that we've gone through. Like, realizing who's our true people who are in our corner.
We finished our sentences. That is so true. I had something I was thinking of that was really good, but I can't remember it right now. That you said that I was going
to
piggyback off of.
Come back to you.
It will. That is so. That's really good. Like I said, I'm very selective of who's in my corner. Oh, I know what it was. I'm a person who really cares about my friendships and how, because, and it's, a lot of that has changed. Like, when I was, like, then versus now, then it was all friends, no family. And with a lot of things that have gone on in my life, I value my family a lot.
Yeah.
No matter what they go through, and I want to be there with them and give them invest some time in my family, as I should. But, and I used to be the kind of person, like, blood is not thicker than water, and that fits for certain situations. And and then the chosen family, which I do have a chosen family, and I have a blood family, and I appreciate that too. But, you know, I'm a person who puts a lot of time in friendships, because that's who I'm going to see majority of the time when I go out or restaurants and celebrate, and those two can celebrate milestones with you.
Yeah.
go through those peaks and valleys with you. I love the friendships I have, and I like just that time that's invested in with those friendships. And like you said, you put a lot of time in it. You don't feel like you wasted it. And I'm all about making a good experience and memory with people. And of course, I love time to myself because I love me. But I also, excuse my dog in the background if y'all heard that. She's shaking. But I also love, like, time with others. Mm-hmm. And I love getting to see those around me win. I love to experience life with them and be with them through mm-hmm. through their journey as well. Yeah. So that's what's really, I get excitement and happiness out of seeing people's lives as mm-hmm. well. So right. that's my spiel on that. So what do you think makes us click as friends, as best friends?
Let's see. I always, pretty much music is like at least top five. We love different music from all genres, most genres. I mean, I don't think we share country music or like techno or something, but most like music. Yeah, most music categories, if we find a new artist, we're sharing it.
If there's any country I like, it's Dolly Parton. She's a queen of,
yeah. We don't have to walk on eggshells around each other. Mm-mm.
We're open 100% of the time. I feel open to share stuff with you. Yeah. Hopefully you feel open to share stuff mm-hmm. with me. And now I'm listening here and you're listening here.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like you're someone who's proven that you're always there. Like if I reach
That's a key word. Proven.
Yeah. Yeah. Like to me, I'm someone who's like... your actions speak louder than your words. So if I see like this person's always there for me, then that is someone I'm going to like just decide to be closer to.
Right. And plus we're hot. So that helps too.
What?
We're gorgeous and we're beautiful inside, but especially out. We're always laughing and have a good time.
Yeah, we do. I would definitely say, like, we keep things lighthearted and laugh at most things.
I think that's what's been great about discovering life with Caitlin. For me, it's how much of a music lover she was. And when we reconnected, I did not realize. And the girl, she has good music choices. Like, the music that she's actually there's something you said to me recently that I haven't listened to yet, but I know it's fire. I know. What's that? What's my cousin say? She ate that. Yeah, we eating that.
That's what the kids say.
I'm gonna get with it. That was embarrassing. But that's one thing that I appreciate and gotten to discover with Caitlin. Like Caitlin, she's got good music taste. She always sends me good stuff. I'm like, man, this is good. How do you even find this? Caitlin always finds events around town that I'm like,
I do.
She's always like saying, like, we should go check this out.
I can't make it to the events, but I'll share them to Instagram.
At least they're out there that we know.
Yeah, if someone is like, oh, I have a free night, maybe just check my story and see if I've posted anything about an event. But I don't know. It's fun to like see what's happening in the community, and especially if it involves live music, I'm like, oh, I want to see if I can go to that.
Events are great. I think with our history, I feel like, and some of it was by choice, some of it was just how we grew up, that, you know, we didn't do a lot when we were younger. Life was different too. Secular, the devil worshipers. Worldly. Too worldly. You were in the world, you know, we're being of the world, all that mm-hmm. stuff. And it's not that whatsoever. Like, we're not doing anything harmful.
I'm just enjoying life.
Enjoying life is the key word. Free. Mm-hmm. Freedom.
I don't have to worry if is this going to be something my church would hate to see me here? If I am seen here and someone's like, Caitlin was here watching this music.
Or they were with this person or certain type of people. Yeah. It's not about that whatsoever.
I don't have to worry about what other people are going to think of me. I'm just living my life.
Yeah, and if you like it, you like it. You don't, you don't. I'm not hurting nobody. Yeah. I'm not being harmful to myself or anybody else. Exactly. And, you know, like my shirt said the other day, we should love more and judge less.
Yes.
How about let's not judge at all? But I know that's hard for some people. I mean, even I do. I judge. But let's love more and judge less. And we are enjoying the time we have together and enjoying doing things. And it's just a good, fun time. And I know you're probably thinking, you all have a lot of fun together. No, we do. We have serious time together. We hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the questions I did ask Caitlin was, do we ever hold each other accountable? And we were just like thinking about it. And we do. Caitlin's checked me before. She checked me recently. But in Caitlin's way, mm-hmm. and because we know each other, because of our friendship, we know how to approach one another. And she literally, like, I think you kind of...
Did I hold your hand or something?
You grabbed me. I was like, you grabbed me, but you held my... There was a kind of physical touch going on.
I was like, my I love need language. Your full attention.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I need your full attention. It was like, you need to slow down. Mm-hmm. And you did, because I was going... like,
I can tell your head is spinning.
She had been saying stuff for like a couple weeks. Oh, a couple days.
Like, yeah, maybe at least a week. Yeah. And then I noticed you were still like in this like whirlwind. And I was like, I want you to go home. This was like a Sunday. You had come to get the Saul you needed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're not going to do anything today. You're going to rest, mm-hmm. sit on the couch, watch some TV. I don't care, but you're not going to do house chores, nothing.
Because I was going to.
Yes. I was like, just be still for the rest of the day.
And I needed that. I did. I
checked in on you later, and I was like, are you sitting on the couch?
I was watching Netflix all day. I just want to start watching Black Mirror. Okay. I just like watching episode after episode. So see, we got each other.
Yeah. And I mean, I would hope you would do that for me too. And it's like you said, if you have a relationship with someone, then you'll be more receptive to hear that kind of, like, feedback when someone gives you that.
For sure. For sure. Besides someone random who thinks they can speak into your life. Mm-hmm. And you're like, thanks, bro. That was cool. Do I even know you?
Yeah.
You don't even go here.
You don't... Yeah.
Mean Girls reference, if you don't know that. Yeah. That's a good movie. But yeah, we enjoy each other's company, and that's essentially the kind of energy that I keep around me. Mm-hmm. That's one of the great things, it's about Caitlin, but others as well. I had this gathering, or went to this gathering not too long ago, and I invited some people, and not everyone knew one another, but one of the comments after was like, everyone was so lovely, and they...
Did you hear the other one where someone said, if I was invited to this event, I feel like it was such a great honor?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I was like, I'm not going to cry. But it was like, if Davon counts me as one of his friends, that's just really awesome. Oh. Like, I've made it in life. But yeah.
And it's I like, oh my gosh. I was like, it's nothing big. It's just very simple.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But I think that just shows, like, Davon's character in my eyes. So, yeah.
Don't make me cry.
I know. It's very, very sweet. So I was like, you know, that's really, really true. As I thought about it, it made a lot of sense.
I think it's connected to a little bit. This is off the books. Earlier this week at church, the pastor preached about living in the dash. And the dash was referred to, like, when you go to a funeral, or you go to a cemetery, you see tombstones, or you see an obituary, and you see the birth date and the death date, but in the dash in between. So how are you living your life in between? And I always want to lead my life where I leave hopefully a positive impact on those, and I left some kind of good impression on people. Now I know I'm not perfect. There's some people who aren't going to like me just because they don't like me, or don't like me because of an interaction we had, but I hope that leaves something positive, a legacy for others to want to follow, and to say, like, oh, I want to do that more like them. And no, do I live my life for people to look at and to emulate. No, I'm just living my life.
Yeah.
I've gone through a lot. I think I've learned a lot of lessons. I think I've gained some kind of wisdom and how I, you know, I'm just living authentically mm-hmm. and out loud and mainly in love and with peace. And just, I go through things like everybody else. I'm just trying to keep my head on straight half time.
Yeah.
And God's helping. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my friends are helping. Mm-hmm. Right. My family are helping. And, right. But life is good and life has been good with you. And I enjoy it. And hopefully others have some friends like us around them. Or it might be a good time to reevaluate those who are in your circle.
Definitely. It never hurts. I mean, it's not like you're trying to, like, pass some judgment on somebody. But just to evaluate where you are.
It's never too late. You're never too young to evaluate
that. I've had friends where I've said, hey, can we talk? Because I want to actually say to them, I want more from this. Like, as a friend, I'm willing to put more in. Like, tell me what I need to do. I've done that with friends. And after that conversation, when nothing changes, clean my hands. I'm sorry.
You can always do and say so much.
But you can only do so much. And unfortunately, that's what it had to come to. But, I mean, I did my part. I told the person I wanted more from it.
And I know for you, and that's for me too, like, it wasn't something that just happened overnight. It just took some time to, like, hey, I think I need to have a conversation with that person about this.
So, I mean, if you get that from this podcast, it does take some guts to say that to someone, but if it's a conversation you want to have instead of just ghosting someone.
Especially if you feel like it's a relationship worth having and worth having a conversation over. And sometimes what's crazy even about that is that you're thinking, hey, this conversation will go great.
Yeah.
And it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the hope is something would change and become a better connection with that friend you have.
Especially if we're trying to grow and we're trying to all grow and with each other. Mm-hmm. I've had conversations like that and they have gone good. But then, like you said earlier.
But then when it's like walk the walk.
Yeah, prove it. Yeah. It's just like it hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
And at some point, I just get tired of talking.
Yeah.
Because I got other things to do.
Yeah, life goes on.
This is so good. Yeah. I hope y'all get some good stuff out of this. I think the last thing I just want to address is, where do we see our relationship going? I made a joke earlier, but I won't say that joke again.
Okay. let's see. I mean, I think it's going pretty well. So I think probably just, I'm sure friendship can get better. I would say never had a friendship as close as Davon and like my friend Lauren. I'm really close with her, my sister, but I would say just getting better. I mean, I see more like concerts in the future and like sharing life together, sharing just the day-to-day things.
We've experienced so many new and first with each other.
Yeah, lots of memories, lots of things like, oh, I've always wanted to do this, and so we go do it.
And then we're like, why can't we do that? Yeah. Let's go do it.
Yeah.
We're in our 30s. Let's go do it.
Goodness, don't tell me that.
Oh, I love it. Age is just a number. Age is just a young number. So young. We get down with the kids.
Okay.
Some of the kids.
So, I don't know. Where do you see things going?
I see things progressing even better, deeper. Like, I think before this podcast, we were talking about this. I just am looking forward to enjoying seeing where your life goes, seeing where your son's life goes, enjoying just our time together, making more memories. I'm hoping for some trips on to come.
Yep.
Like I said, more concerts, more music, and more festivals, and just memories. And just seeing like the triumphs and the trials in life together, and hopefully when I'm looking to my left and right, and behind me and in front of me, you are there. Mm-hmm. I know you are. You've proven yourself, which has been great, which has been wonderful. It's been great up to now, and I look forward to where it's going even further because I'm so proud of you.
Well, I'm proud of you.
And I love you.
I love you too.
I'm hugging myself. I'm goofy. Well, you got what you got.
Right, we keep each other laughing.
We do. We have a good time. We keep each other laughing. We cry sometimes, and we laugh some more.
Yeah, all the emotions.
Hey, when you're a Davon, you're going to feel something.
Mm-hmm. We're not boring over here.
No, we're not. We have a good time. We might do a puzzle later.
A puzzle?
That's kind of boring. No, I'm kidding.
We might have TV on and a puzzle or something, like all of this happening.
We're like the Golden Girls, you know. Thank you for being a friend.
Okay.
Traveling down the road back again. Okay, I'm done. So this has been a great podcast. Have you enjoyed yourself, Caitlin?
Yes.
This is better than part one.
Better?
I won't. Actually, there's no judgment. They both have their place. It was pretty good.
Yeah, this was
It was good. It was really good. I hope that what we discussed, you all got some good times out of it, good laughs. Hope we had some good conversations, maybe some reevaluation of your friendships. Mm-hmm. Maybe just open up the table on your table, your couch, and have conversations about this podcast. It's going to be great, regardless. And I hope to get some feedback from you all, like part one.
Yeah.
Let us know what you got out with Sean with the salt, or like some people like to say, the tea. I crack myself. I love hearing stuff like this feedback. I just love it. It makes me crack up. I love when people listen to it. Like I've always said, you know, if it's just one person listening, that's fine. I mean, I don't do this for anybody but myself, and I love it. I love having these conversations. I look forward to more conversation with you. But y'all, that's our time. Hope you all have enjoyed this podcast. Like, comment, share, subscribe, check out our Instagram, check out previous episodes of Sean to the Salt, go to our website, The Salt, and look out for us. You know, we out here. We out here. And like I said, it's a good day to have a good day. But if you're not having a good day, don't go ruin somebody else's. All right. See y'all later. Bye.